101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Ready for this, Holly?
I'm ready.
She was fishing for love on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Probably shouldn't have.
I'm sorry. Tanya, so that was you with Dalton, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So y'all went on a date. Where'd y'all go?
We went to La Terracita.
Ooh. They have a really great food there. They have a good Cuban. Delightful.
Good food. So how was the date?
It was good. I liked him from when I first saw him. Like, he's really cute. He's got, you know, cute style. And, you know, he had some corny jokes, but it was our first date. So I was laughing at those, you know, because I was there. I was a little bit nervous, too. But I felt like it went really, really well.
Yeah.
And then I don't get a call back. I don't get a text back. At this point, I'm, like, worried something happened, you know, because seriously, nothing went bad. Like, I thought we clicked.
Did y'all do anything after lunch, or did y'all just part ways?
He had a lot of stuff that he had to do otherwise, and we weren't even going to be able to meet till later in the week, but we met up, you know, so it was just lunch, but, yeah, but, you know, we knew that from going in. It's not like it ended early. Like, we were just waiting for lunch anyways.
But sometimes I think that's a good thing because you have a natural ending point and you always want to leave them wanting more.
Agreed.
Well, let's do this, Tanya. Let's try to get Dalton on the phone so we can find out what happened and to make sure also if he's okay. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Take away your things and go. You can't take back what you said. I know I've heard it all before, at least a million times. I'm not one to forget, you know. I don't believe it. You left in peace, left me in pieces. Too hard to breathe, I'm on my knees right now.
new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Tanya, are you ready for us to get Dalton on the phone?
I sure am.
Okay, now, this is where I just remind you to stay quiet while we are doing this. That way we can get down to the bottom of it. Figure out why this bee hasn't called you back. Sorry, I just got angry. Like,
for sure.
I know. Well, I mean, it was kind of rude. Just call a person back.
What if he's in Australia?
He's not.
Tanzania?
No.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dalton?
Yeah, this is Dalton.
Dalton, it's Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I'm wonderful.
We're doing quite well, thank you.
We have a quick question that we just wanted to run past you real quick.
Listen, Dalton, we have a mutual friend in common. Her name's Tanya, and we know that you guys went for Mexican. You had a little La Teresita date, and she was really digging it. And we're just trying to play matchmaker here and figure out why there has been no second date. So, I mean, was there some sort of miscommunication? Can we get you guys hooked back up?
Mm-hmm.
The date was okay. It got a little weird. She started like trying to speak Spanish with like the waiters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't speak any Spanish. Like, it wasn't even like bad high school Spanish. It was like make-believe Spanish.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Dalton, we actually have Tanya on the phone.
What, she's on the phone?
Oh, yes. Sorry, Dalton.
It's so weird.
I'm on the phone. Listen, everyone was speaking Spanish, so why not? It wasn't trying too hard.
Do you know Spanish, Tanya?
Yes, of course I know Spanish. I'm not going to make up some language.
Of course.
Circuito Albano, comprende?
Oh!
Everyone knows.
Wait a minute, I'm not sure that's Spanish.
Hola, Tanya.
Miguel, you don't know Spanish either. Don't act like you do.
My name is Miguel.
Okay, yeah, yeah, but you don't know Spanish and you're black. So, listen, as long as you were sort of doing it with a smile, Tanya, I don't see what the problem was, Dalton.
That's what you do at restaurants. Sometimes, you know, restaurants like that.
It
I
is?
Go to Mexican, I go to Chinese. Yeah, sometimes you say something and they say it back in your language.
Can
it's
you
just helping
wait,
out.
Do you speak Chinese at Chinese restaurants?
Please, Tanya.
I know some Chinese words. I'm interested in language. I'm smart, okay? Like, I don't even know why we're still talking about this.
But, Tanya, we're just
they
really
like
curious.
They like me at that restaurant.
I'm sure they do, Tanya. Can you just speak a little? I've been wanting to learn for a while. Can you just throw some quick Chinese words at me?
King Tang. King Chang, why no Sing Kang? Chinny Wop Pop.
Oh my God, that's offensive!
No, I don't know if that could be Chinese. I don't know it. Yay!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.